Is your cell phone company pro-life? Charity Mobile sends 5% of your bill to the pro-life or Catholic charity of your choice. Mention Relevant Radio and get a free smartphone along with free activation. To take part in this special promotion, please go to charitymobile.com.
The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
It's 5 minutes after the hour. Hi there. It's Friday. Did you get that memo? It is Friday. And we welcome you to On Call. On this program, each and every single solitary day, we emphasize the true, the good, and the beautiful. And we do that because Catholic clinical psychologists and physicians and authors and experts join us to help us face life and any challenges that arise in our lives with mature wisdom and confidence, and above all, with our beautiful Catholic faith. I'm your host, Wendy Weiss, and today we welcome back our good friend in Boston. He's a regular contributor, and he is Dr. Joseph Coyle. Dr. Coyle is a licensed psychologist. He offers psychotherapy both in person and by phone. He is a board-certified professional Christian counselor. He offers his clients the opportunity to integrate religious and spiritual aspects into the work as appropriate. At his locations in Waltham and Norwell, he provides individual and couple psychotherapy for issues including depression, anxiety, addictions, relationship difficulties, trauma, and loss and grief. Again, the website, josephcoyle.com. Welcome back, Dr. Coyle. How are you on this fine summer day?
Doing great, Wendy. How are you?
Doing well. We're going to talk about anger today, and I know that that has been a recurring theme over your last couple of visits, but all you have to do, and maybe I'm exposed to it too much, but you need only open a few websites in terms of, you know, network news sites to see that the tension seems to be inching up a little bit. You know, you hear about all of the racial tension in some of our largest cities. Crime stats just off the map. All you have to do is turn on social media to see people who have had maybe relationships for decades arguing about politics. How do we use our Catholic faith to obviously be an instrument of change, as we are called to do, and to help it not take too big of a role in our own lives? I guess that is a $64,000 question, Dr. Coyle.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it always comes back to compassion, Wendy. I think, you know, you look at the life of Jesus, look at him in the scriptures, look at that example, and you don't see him turning people away. You don't see him not associating with people because of differences or other issues. You look at compassion and you look at his ability to tailor his response to the need of the person, to kind of see right into their souls and give them exactly what they need. So I think for myself, I'm kind of in the field I'm in because the societal aspect and the world at large is really, to me, something that's very difficult for me to get my arms around. But I feel like for one person at a time, or dealing with people one-on-one, or in the sense of Mother Teresa saying, can't help everybody, help one person, that's kind of the level that I live on, and that's what I gravitate towards. And I see Jesus, you know, reacting with compassion, and I think we're all called to do that in our everyday lives, you know, with all these different issues that we're coming up against here.
How do you help people do that? And have you noticed an increase in, I guess it's, would it be called social anxiety or just, I guess, in general anxiety because of what we are sensing, you know, as being the world kind of on edge a little bit these days? Are you seeing people or hearing people discussing that in your practice in a clinical setting?
Yeah, I do tend to see it certainly when there's huge headlines, you know, and things that really rock us. There's been these, you know, atrocities that we've been exposed to lately that it's just unavoidable, and you can't get away from them. We've had the trial of Drokhar Tsarnaev out here, you know,
right.
So that's certainly things that are constantly in our consciousness and in people's faces all the time. So certainly people are talking about that and are thrown by that and are asking, where is God in all this? We're just exposed to more and more evil, it seems, every day in these headlines, and people are really working with these existential issues to try to find meaning there. They're talking more and more about anxiety. On those levels, I think people are kind of afraid to begin with, and then when they have these issues within their relationships, within their families, they're kind of already worn down. It's hard to get respite. I'm constantly telling people, you really need to take a break from the news right before you go to bed. People, the last thing we're doing is watching these terrible, here's the new ways people died today, and then go into bed, and people say, why am I depressed and anxious? Mm-hmm. So I think we have to be mindful of our diet, and our intake of all of that, and we have to be, you know, focusing our eyes back on God and back on our beliefs here, and orienting ourselves and having hope and bring that into our relationships and our families as best we can.
Anger, how would you classify, how do you define anger? Is it just a natural response to something?
Sure, I see anger as a primary emotion. I do see it as a God-given emotion, right, I think, which is part of our faith, and that's something that it's important to bring people back to. The big example is a sense of injustice. There's some injustice that's been done, and we have emotions. We're emotional beings as well as spiritual beings, and this is something we're going to run into. I find a lot of people get tripped up sometimes within their religion, saying, here I am Catholic, aren't I not allowed to be angry? And again, that's not the example we see in the scriptures, with Jesus getting angry, Jesus grieving, Jesus having a range of emotions and setting the example for us. So I see anger as a really primary emotion that goes underground a lot. And a lot of times people will come in with depression, or they'll come in with aches and pains, or they'll come in with, just these divisions within families, issues around forgiveness. And anger to me is always something that I have my radar up in all of those cases to try to get, not try to mobilize a legion of people that are hauling off on each other here, but we have to understand and have insight into really what's going on for us, and to be able to then admit that and then figure out what can we do to be healthy. Number one, kind of figuring out an appropriate way to get it out of our bodies and get it out of our systems. A lot of times there's a physical component that needs to be activated. Exercise is always something that helps. But again, there's this admission that's there. Depression a lot of times can be this, I'm throwing my hands up and unplugging from anger. I'm not admitting it, or I don't see a point in getting angry at so-and-so because nothing ever comes from it. What's the point of that? And so I'm kind of holding it in my belly. I'm holding it in my body. People say the body will do its best to hold on to your emotions if you're not feeling them, if you're not getting them out. Your body will do its best if it can. But more and more these days, I think, secular practitioners in the medical community are seeing the impact of this, and you're seeing more and more holistic practitioners pop up, knowing that this emotional component, particularly around anger, is a real contributor to a lot of the ailments we're seeing.
And so you're not, obviously, you're not recommending that we suppress or repress that anger. We just have to find healthy ways to release all of that, whatever it is.
Yeah, I go by, the truth will set you free. So a lot of times, okay, the work that I'm doing with people is trying to help them take inventory of whether there's anger that is active in what the issues they're having. So sometimes there's a classic person that comes in or is sent in by someone for anger management, and anger is clearly the identified problem. But a lot of times anger is not really on the person's radar. It really is masked by some other psychological issue. And part of my job is to try to give them theories to test out, or ask, look, you just told me this story that is terrible of all these injustices that have happened, and you told it to me as if you're a narrator of somebody else's play. So where is the emotion there? I'm sitting here getting angry while you're telling it to me, but I'm not seeing you getting angry. So what is that all about? Where is it? So that truth will set you free kind of spirit that a lot of times there is anger in there. We need to admit that, and we need to then figure out what to do with it appropriately.
Dr. Joseph Coyle is our special guest today. He is a regular contributor, and he gives up this very important hour right in the middle of his day. So we always ask that you will pray for Dr. Coyle and his practice and obviously his family. It's just a marvelous thing that they donate their time and their talents, our regular contributors do, to helping our Relevant Radio audience. And that's just it's a beautiful, beautiful part of all of this. If you have a question or a comment about anger, your own or someone else's, you're welcome to phone in anonymously. The number in the studio is 877-766-3777. That's 877-766-3777. You can like us on Facebook. That's On Call with Wendy Weiss, or follow us on Twitter. That's at On Call with Wendy. We'll have Dr. Coyle's links up. This is Talk Radio for Catholic Life. This is Relevant Radio. We'll be right back.
Sadly, nowadays, the family all too often needs to be protected.
This is Father Rocky, and let's take a moment to pray a memorare for the Holy Father's upcoming visit to the United States in September and the Synod of Bishops on the Family in October. And let's also pray at this very moment for the listener out there who needs it the most right now. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me.
The Relevant Radio app for your smart device.
Just download the app in the App Store on your phone or Kindle.
It's a terrific app, very user-friendly. All the prayers are on there.
Through the mobile app, you got a couple options. You can either listen live wherever you are. You can go ahead and you can tap into the archives.
Your phone is a radio. Take your faith wherever you go with the Relevant Radio app.
The Relevant Radio app for your smart device. Download the Relevant Radio app at relevantradio.com, keyword app.
This is Talk Radio for Catholic Life.
John Harper of Morning Air.
We talk about solutions. We look at the issues of the day, both nationally and around the globe, through the filter of the truth of the Church. We have fun and marry it with faith, and we take you all around the world to meet some of the best people that you'll ever want to hear on the radio to help you in your faith journey. That's what we do here on Morning Air.
Morning Air with John Harper. Weekday mornings at 7 Eastern, 6 Central on Relevant Radio.
One of my favorite authors is a professor at Boston College, a man named Peter Kreeft. Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and as we get ready to celebrate on Sunday the Feast of the Blessed Trinity, I thought I'd share with you today some of Professor Kreeft's words on this great mystery of the Christian faith. They're from a book entitled The God Who Loves You, and taking the line in the first letter of St. John, God is love, he reflects on what this means. What does it mean to say that God is love? Love in its very nature and self. Here's how he answered that question. Love necessarily means three things. There must be a lover, the beloved, and the act or process of loving. Thus, for God to be love itself, the whole of love, the essence of love in himself, independent of creatures, he must be somehow all three. Lover, loved, and loving. If he were only one, he could be a lover of other persons he created, but not love itself. God is three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but one nature, one essence, one being, one God. The one God is the three persons. The three persons are the one God. The Father knows and loves the Son. The Son knows and loves the Father. The Holy Spirit eternally proceeds from this love. He is this love between Father and Son. And then in another passage, Professor Kreeft writes about how the three persons of the one God relate to us, saying, "Look at it this way. The Father is God outside you. The Son is God beside you. The Spirit is God inside you. Once God is inside you, you are spiritual dynamite.
Catholic Order of Foresters provides low-cost, high-quality life insurance, protecting families and bringing Catholic values to life since 1883. Catholic Order of Foresters. More information at 855-696-2085. If you have a question about anger in your life, whether you are dealing with and trying to change any anger that you are carrying around with you, and you don't want it affecting or impacting your family, obviously, or if it is someone that you live with, someone that you are close to, a spouse, a child, the number in the studio for Dr. Joseph Coyle is 877-766-3777. If it makes it easier for you to phone in with your comment, you are welcome to phone in anonymously, but that number is 877-766-3777. His website, josephcoyle.com. He is in private practice in the Boston area in Waltham and Norwell, Massachusetts. Let's go to Edmund in Wisconsin. Hi, Edmund. Welcome to Relevant Radio. You're on the air with Dr. Coyle.
Thanks, Wendy. Hi, Doctor. I have a situation where I internalize my anger and I take things out of myself to the point where I mean, I bang my head on the wall, punch myself, rather than to do what's in my mind. Now, I was raised pretty much on the streets of Chicago, and that's the life I knew. I mean, I went to eighth grade there and half a year high school, and the rest was all street. And I was in the real thick of some really ugly kind of things going on out there. So I had that kind of background. And I got a neighbor here. He's been kind enough. I live on a farm. And I got a neighbor that comes in, he helps me once in a while, but he's an alcoholic, and he just makes, I want to believe that he intends well, he talked me into buying a tractor at a very reasonable price. So he said, I'll take care of all the mechanics. Well, 21 months later, there, and the tractor is not, meanwhile, at 67, I'm doing triple my work. So I get this kind of stuff. It builds up in me. And having that street repertoire, I just want to just go over there, waylay them, and just knock the snot out of them and say, but yet, come wintertime, he was the only guy out here helping me get firewood. So it's a really perplexing
situation. Edmund, if you were debating whether or not to go to his house and waylay him, I'm glad you called in. Dr. Coyle, do you have any advice for Edmund? It sounds like he certainly sees the good in his friend. So how does he build on that?
Don't do that. Don't waylay him. That's my advice.
No.
You need to have compassion for yourself here, right? You don't want to be abusing yourself and hurting yourself, and you need to have compassion for him. What other outlets do you have here for the expression of this? That's what I would want to try and help you figure out. Who can you talk this out with? Do you have any community support? Do you have any family support? Do you have anything that you can get off your chest productively? That way, even if you had to yell and really get angry, but that you're not being violent towards yourself or somebody else, certainly, okay? So get some other people in the mix here that can help you. If you need, there's a physical component to anger, right? You get a rush of adrenaline a lot of times, and it seems like then you're just off to the races here, and you can't intervene. You want to try to be watching your body as much as possible. You want to pay attention to that physical buildup, and we want to try and figure out some ways to get your pot is kind of simmering all the time, it sounds like, and we want to figure out how to turn the temperature down just in your everyday life, just when you're resting. You may have a level of anxiety or tension and not even realize it, that you just kind of accept as normal. So if there's more things you can do to get your body moving, any kind of exercise, walking or jogging, it sounds like a small thing, but really that there's some physical component here and there's some good expression of that. There's health, obviously, benefits from that, but psychological benefits from that, too. So you want to get yourself a little tired. You want to burn off some of that buildup that you're experiencing there. If you need to really activate this anger, there's also appropriate things you could do. You know, you can punch pillows. You can go out. If you're on a farm, you're in a secluded area, there might be things that you can bang on outside, or there might be, you know, you can give a good yell. There might be appropriate things that you can do in that way, but you don't want to direct it towards yourself. You really want to be careful with that. So what community support do you have? How do you get some people that you can talk this out with? Prayer-wise, you know, you talked about the mentality from the streets. I'm thinking of 2 Corinthians 10:5. It says we're taking every thought captive to the lordship of Jesus. You want to be questioning that thinking. A lot of the assumptions that we can have from our early life really lays a foundation for the way we respond emotionally later on. So you really want to look at that some of that thinking and some of that negativity or some of that eye for an eye or needing to stand up for yourself in kind of a harsh way. You want to look at that and run that through a filter there, through your faith. Bring that to God, bring that to prayer. Again, is there people that you have, priests or a faith community you could talk some of that stuff out with? Those are some initial ideas for you there.
And Edmund, we'll be praying for you, too. I'm happy that you were able to get through. And it's interesting, you know, what he said about the streets. You know, I come from the streets. I come from the streets. I was raised in the streets of Chicago. And there is a sense, I think, in some areas of our culture, Dr. Coyle, where it's almost a source of pride, isn't it? That, you know, that you can get angry and, you know, decide that you're going to waylay somebody. It's just quite amazing how violent our culture can be and how important it is. And obviously he grew up in a, you know, he grew up in a fine home, but when you have, you know, peers and you're a young man, and today, sadly, also young women, we see, thanks to social media, behaving very, very badly and violently. But it's a rite of passage, isn't it? And I think we're seeing that increasingly in some areas.
Yeah, I mean, my thinking here goes to when the Bible talks about strongholds, you know, and as a psychologist, I tend to read everything with a psychological take, so I always think about strongholds being thoughts or belief systems, and we can have these things inculcated at a very young age on these are the ways of the world, and this is what you need to do in these situations. Here's what men are taught about how to treat women. Here's what people are taught about how to gain credibility. Here's what people are taught about money. And we have these things that we don't even stop. We just take them for granted and don't even run them through the filter of our faith to say, is this consistent with our belief system? Because we can certainly have that and believe that on the one hand, but then we also have all these things that are totally incompatible with that, and we never stop to question it. We have all these idols and things that we look to in this way that we don't stop to question these machines, these things in our lives that are not of God, and we're not even realizing it.
It, you know, I think we've even seen an increase in anger in the way our leaders react to each other. Have you noticed that? I mean, and not only on, I mean, not just nationally, you know, you think of Capitol Hill and some of the rhetoric there, but internationally, there seems to be, as we said at the outset, that increase, that sort of ratcheting up of tension. And I'm afraid that that there are people out there who think that, okay, well, if Vladimir Putin can be aggressive with President Obama, or President Obama can be tense with, you know what I'm saying? It's like we used to have leaders that we could really try to emulate, and I'm not sure that we have that anymore.
Yeah, I think it's just something that when I look at these things, I just kind of shake my head, and I'm not sure what the intervention point is. Certainly, we're not helping the cause here. We're sowing the seeds of future problems and future conflict with a lot of the ways that we're handling people in the world these days. Absolutely.
Dr. Joseph Coyle is our guest. We're talking about anger. And John in New Jersey, you'll be up next. This is Talk Radio for Catholic Life. This is Relevant Radio. Join us. We'll be right back.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at cometomary.com. Cometomary.com.
If the truth sets us free, then let the truth be spoken to all who need to hear it, that they might live by it. I'm Sheila Logminas. That was the last line of an article by Father Gerald Murray, pastor of Holy Family Church in New York and frequent media commentator. Father Murray has a keen sense of how the church must be at work in current affairs, and he's in to talk about it. Then Mark Regnerus joins me for a closer look at social science and parenting. 6 Eastern, 5 Central.
Gary Zimek, a Catholic evangelist. Faith, hope, and clarity. How to know God's will. How many times do you pray? You know, and I think of the line from De Niro in Taxi Driver. You just say, Lord.
You talking to me?
Right?
Exactly. You know, John, sometimes, too, he often speaks to us. He expects us to use our common sense or intelligence, and we sometimes forget that he gave us that common sense. And I think we look for a more complicated sign oftentimes, and we expect that the Lord might be asking us to do something that he might not be asking us to do. And that's a hard lesson for many of us to learn, that we have a brain. We can use our brain, and that oftentimes it's very simple to do God's will. And that's what I try to emphasize in this book.
I'm standing here. You make the move. You make the move.
Talk radio for Catholic life to start your day. Morning Air with John Harper and Glenn Leverins. Weekday mornings at 7 Eastern, 6 Central on Relevant Radio. Giving voice to our shepherds, Relevant Radio. Bishop of Pittsburgh, David Zubik.
As it was with Jeremiah in his day, as it was with the opponents of Jesus in his day, we likewise meet a world that has become infatuated with relativism, with wanting to silence the truth when it somehow offends a language that is politically correct. The challenge that we face, as Jeremiah faced it, as Jesus faced it, and as we must as well, to be a people who speak up through the freedom that is ours about our need to be able to always have access to God in worship, but also have voice from that which we believe in our hearts.
Giving voice to our shepherds, Talk Radio for Catholic Life, Relevant Radio.
A very brief Teutonic tirade.
Father Simon says,
I have the most intellectual janitorial staff in the world. And Mike mentioned, you know, this trashing of Christianity by journalists and pseudo-intellectuals. They're just adolescents who are bad-mouthing their parents, not realizing that everything they have comes from them. So it is that Western culture is the child of Christianity. Mistakes have been made by Christians, but that doesn't mean Christianity is a bad thing.
Father Simon Says, 11 Eastern, 10 Central, on Relevant Radio.
Your phone is a radio. Take your faith wherever you go with the Relevant Radio app.
You can listen to us live
anywhere on the planet.
The Relevant Radio app is free and available for iPhone, Android, Kindle, or Amazon Fire.
Tell others, have them download it.
You might hear something you love in this hour or yesterday's show. And what's so cool is you can go back, share the archives.
The Relevant Radio app for your smart device.
Download the Relevant Radio app at your device's app store or at relevantradio.com, keyword app.
Minutes before the hour, and because I want my colleagues not to be angry with me, I want to thank Sarah Tafoya and Billy Wooten for all they do day in and day out for their hard work and professionalism and their friendship on this program every day. They make it a lot of fun. They're the ones you talk to when you phone in. If you have a question for Dr. Joseph Coyle, the number is 877-766-3777. And please don't forget about the Relevant Radio app. Your smartphone can virtually ensure that you can listen to Relevant Radio anywhere with that app. You just download it for free today in the App Store on your phone or your Kindle, or go to relevantradio.com, keyword app. Let's go to John in New Jersey. We're talking about anger today. And John, you have a good question. Hi, welcome. You are on the air with Dr. Joseph Coyle.
Thank you very much. I watch the program Cops, and it goes from coast to coast. Many times they put the felon or the poor soul in the cop car. Now, some of these people bang the heck out of their heads, and this is pretty frequent. Why do they do that? Is there some kind of reason, or is it just pride, or is it failure? What's going on in that person's mind?
What's going on when people bang their heads?
Against the cop car, it's closed, and they're locked up, but their hands are handcuffed behind them.
Oh, and I see. I'm not sure. I think people are kind of, they can get into fits. They can just be doing anything, you know, exerting any kind of control that they have in that situation where they're so contained and they're so captured, right? Their hands are tied up in some way, and they're just using their body to express aggression and I think they do anything that they can there. It's not a good scene.
There's no simple formula to that, is there? It could be an individual thing, but it's almost identical from state to state.
Hmm. Yeah, you see those patterns, right? You see patterns in the way people behave when they're in captivity or certain situations like that. I mean, I would expect that from somebody, you know, the more aggressive type of person would exhibit that kind of behavior. That's the best I could come up with on why would someone do that. You know, and obviously they're harming themselves in that, which is, you know, we just have to have compassion for that.
And pray for them, and never do that kind of thing yourself, because obviously, you know, maybe they think in some sort of strange way, Dr. Coyle, that hey, at least I'm not hurting anybody else, or you know, I'm not lashing out at the police officer or anyone around me, so it's not bad if it's only me, and that certainly is far from the truth. So thank you, John, for bringing that up. Again, we're talking about anger. There are a lot of different types of anger. And if you have a question or a comment, the number in the studio is 877-766-3777. Let's go to Anonymous in Iowa. Hi, Anonymous. Welcome to Relevant Radio. You're on the air with Dr. Joseph Coyle.
Hello. I'd like to know the cause of schizophrenia, and also I take Abilify. Does that mean I'm bipolar?
So, great questions. If we had a three-hour segment, I could give you the cause of schizophrenia. There's so many different theories on it. My take on schizophrenia is that you have an issue. People really have done a lot of research on the brain, and they have seen that if you look at the brain, there's these areas in the brain called ventricles that tend to have an enlargement in people with schizophrenia. That's one kind of physical component that people have found there. So in schizophrenia, you have experiences where you're seeing or hearing things that aren't there a lot of times, and people have surmised that the auditory centers of the brain or the visual centers of the brain are being activated when there's no stimulation in the physical world. So you're having these experiences of seeing and hearing things when they're not there because you're having kind of misfirings in the brain in that sense. So I would point to that organic brain component as one real issue. I believe there's also been hypotheses around the levels of dopamine in the brain being different in folks with schizophrenia. So that there's really a biology and a neurobiology that people have looked at with that. As far as Abilify can be a drug that's used to enhance the efficacy of other drugs that you're taking. So, for example, you might be taking an antidepressant, and people will give you Abilify to try to increase the effectiveness of that medication. I have seen cases, and I know that there are correlations with if Abilify tends to work for you, it may be evidence on the side that there's a bipolar process there. It's not a hard and fast rule, but it is true in some circumstances.
Thank you, Anonymous, for that phone call, and I'm happy that you were able to make contact with Dr. Joseph Coyle. He's our special guest today. He is a regular contributor. He is a Catholic therapist in private practice in Waltham and Norwell, Massachusetts, in the Boston area. The number in the studio, if you have a question or a comment about anger in your life, the number is 877-766-3777. That's 877-766-3777. Could you give us a stock answer to use whenever we hear someone say, and I have actually heard this more than once, when you talk to somebody about anger or why are you getting so angry? Well, Jesus was angry in the temple and he overturned the tables and he chased out the money, you know, the money changers or the money lenders. And you don't want to be unkind, but your first inclination is, but you're not Jesus. That's my first thought. But how do we respond to something like that? Because they think, well, if it was okay for the Prince of Peace to be angry, then what's wrong with me occasionally being angry?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I always go to that too. I mean, even for my own self, when I find myself getting angry, look at Jesus. You know, he was getting angry because there was an affront to God the Father, whereas
exactly.
I'm getting angry because, you know, I spilled water all over my desk or something like that, right?
So I think that's right.
The appropriateness of the, you know, the punishment doesn't fit the crime here. There's virtuous anger, and there's anger when there's been an injustice and it's, you know, directed in the right way. But, you know, you look at that example of just the way that his mind was so focused on the true things and the deeper things, and we get so tripped up on trivial matters, and we probably shouldn't be focusing on those to begin with, and part of our unrest and our lack of peace is by following things that are trivial and don't really matter, you know, and we have this kind of built-in program within our conscience telling us that, and we're not listening to it.
Yeah, my dad was the most peaceful person on planet Earth unless he was in his automobile. And then he was Indiana Jones or, you know, he was in the X-Wing fighter in Star Wars. And if somebody, he would say, did you see what that car? I'm like, Dad, settle down. And I never knew if it was like, some sort of an issue of control where he felt like he could control his little world. But it's just, I just find it endlessly fascinating. Let's go to Samuel in Orlando, Florida. Hi, that's the happiest place on earth, Orlando, Florida. Samuel, you certainly can't be angry about anything. Welcome to Relevant Radio.
Thanks, Wendy. Dr. Joseph, I had a question about OCD and anger, because a few years ago I was involved in some witchcraft, and I got out of it, thank God, with his grace, and I'm getting slowly but surely getting back to normal. But this OCD thing has been going on with now for about 6 years, and a lot of it is anger towards God, and a lot of cursing at him and getting very angry at him. And obviously, I don't believe that. I love God to death. I'm a real, you know, very loyal Catholic. I'm involved in all our ministries. But I went to doctors and countless amount of doctors, countless different medications, and nothing seemed to work. The only thing that did work was prayer, especially the Chapel of St. Michael. But other than that, is there anything else I can do to control this inner anger I have towards the Lord?
Great question, and I'm sorry to hear about this. This sounds like a really difficult struggle. As far as the spiritual component, you know, if you mention witchcraft or there's other occult things, people that have, you know, big, significant healing ministries, I try to read all I can on the wisdom that people have there, and they talk about taking an inventory spiritually of practices you might have engaged in and leveraging prayer to kind of, you know, renounce those things and close any doors you may have opened. So that would be one thing to you know, think about. There may be a priest that you know or somebody that can talk to you about that, about ways to renounce those things, or confession and other ways to leverage the sacraments there to alleviate a spiritual component there. So the Chaplet of St. Michael is right on with that. You know, that's great as far as the power of that for that kind of thing. Anger towards God, again, to me, is a root of a lot of psychological problems. So I think it's good that at least that you have awareness of that, and then what to do with that, you know, it can be very different for different people. You have a strong faith, as you're saying, so is there any legitimacy to things that you are angry with God about? It's very valid and normal and human to have that. I think most people have some rift with God or some question or problem with just the way the world is set up. Why are we here? Why aren't we in the state of original justice anymore? Like Adam and Eve were. There's just a lot of things to take issue with potentially. We can look at the story of Job and how he did that and how he voices concerns. There may be honest things to do and to work at, and to throw prayer and throw spirituality behind. There might be a good priest or spiritual director that could help you voice some of that. If you really feel that you're having these issues that are not really rooted in any of your beliefs, I will say a lot of times, you know, there are things even around treatment for OCD, you're wanting to catch the thoughts and challenge them and change them and work to exterminate a lot of those behaviors systematically. A lot of times I find that the symptoms of OCD can have anger underneath them. Sometimes people will have recurring thoughts and obsessive thoughts about things, negative things happening to a person in their life that's a significant figure, and they're very averse to this, and they want to get rid of that potential of harm to the person. But if you go deeper under that, a lot of times there is an anger towards that person underneath it. So it's not intuitive, but a lot of times there's some digging like that you see anxiety cropping up when there's anger underneath it, OCD cropping up when there's anger underneath it. So I would encourage you to just let yourself, you know, again, truth will set you free. Try to get in touch with your feelings. Try to find someone, person or persons you can talk to, a community to share these things with, a therapist, psychiatrists, people that you can open up to about these things to explore the question of anger and the best ways to root it out.
Thank you, Samuel, for that phone call, and know that we will be praying for you. The number in the studio, if you have a question or a comment about anger in your life, 877-766-3777, and how we use all that is true and good and beautiful in our faith to keep that anger at bay. And that's what we're talking about today. So you're welcome to join the conversation. And you can join it anonymously if that makes it easier for you. Notre Dame Federal Credit Union, serving customers' banking needs in all 50 states with services such as new car loans and refinancing on existing car loans. More information at NotreDameFCU.com/relevant radio. We'll be back with Dr. Coyle and you on Relevant Radio, talk radio for Catholic life.
Supporting vocations across America, Relevant Radio.
The number of new U.S. priests, that's going to jump 25%.
Close to 600 men will be ordained to the priesthood in the United States this year.
They were, on average, about 17 when they first considered their vocation, the priesthood. They were encouraged to consider that type of life by an average of 4 people. So talk to your sons and daughters, your nephews, whoever it may be, about a religious calling. They were encouraged by their parish priests, as well as friends and parishioners. So being a witness to them, just let them know how noble and important that vocation is, goes a long way.
We're in a spiritual crisis, but it's also a moment of opportunity. So this is a great moment for us of opportunity because America is spiritually hungry, even if she doesn't know it. She wants the truth. She wants love. She wants goodness. She wants beauty. She wants the truth.
The number of priests continuing to increase, and that is good news.
Hallelujah.
This is Relevant Radio.
If the truth sets us free, then let the truth be spoken to all who need to hear it, that they might live by it. I'm Sheila Logminas. That was the last line of an article by Father Gerald Murray, pastor of Holy Family Church in New York and frequent media commentator. Father Murray has a keen sense of how the church must be at work in current affairs, and he's in to talk about it. Then Mark Rignaris joins me for a closer look at social science and parenting. 6 Eastern, 5 Central.
Relevant Radio contributor Steve Ray.
Yep, I write about the mega churches because, you know, I used to live in that world. And we are the mega church. We're over a billion strong. And at Easter, we had hundreds of thousands around the world come into our church. New converts coming in as well. And then you've got all these churches that call themselves non-denominational. And somebody says, oh, I'm non-denominational. I said, well, I'm pre-denominational. Our church is pre-denominational.
Talk radio for the mega church. This is Relevant Radio.
The number in the studio is 877-766-3777. We're talking today about anger and using our faith to keep anger out of our lives, or certainly to diminish its impact on our lives. And there's nothing more powerful, Dr. Joseph Coyle and his website, josephcoyle.com, than prayer. You know, I mean, I think that's something that can really change your life and the way you respond to things, and to start to know what those triggers are and to recognize them, correct?
Absolutely. You know, to be honest with you, when people ask about, you know, what books can I read on anger, my thinking and my advice always goes to the classics from the saints and from the church life on contemplative prayer, on getting ourselves still, getting ourselves at peace. There's nothing better in my mind than that practice. Certainly, there's all different forms of meditation these days, but I think a lot of times we neglect the richness of our own Catholic tradition on that, and ways to get ourselves centered and plugged into the Holy Spirit within us there. So the mystics and Imitation of Christ and St. Faustina's Diary, Interior Castle, all these things are things that I would just, you know, go right to the heart of the matter, you know, as opposed to some new six-step method for rooting out anger. Let's go to the wisdom that we have here and draw on that.
Amen. Amen. I have to tell you that here in St. Louis, we had a story that I personally just found absolutely heartbreaking a couple of weeks ago. It was about one of the municipalities turning down a request or an application for occupancy for a business that was centered around therapeutic hugging, and people who would come into this facility because they need hugs. And this is happening, obviously, I can almost see you shaking your head up and down. I'm sure you have heard about this. They have them elsewhere. They have, I think it's in Seattle, Washington, and in other places around the country. And I thought, I wonder how much of any anger and frustration is just due to the fact that people kind of feel isolated today. And because so often families are far flung and people go where the jobs are, and it just broke my heart to think of anybody having to pay for an embrace and for that human closeness. Does that have anything to do with this?
Absolutely. I think that's a great observation. I did see that story, and I was just, you know, again, kind of throwing my hands up here. Just the human contact, even as far as the way that we deal with babies, infants, children, a lot of the wisdom in those books, you know, talking about the importance of touch and what's communicated by human touch, and how we're so kind of in our little cocoons these days, and we're just lacking that. We make it too complicated. We got to come back to the basics here on our human humanity. We're created to be codependent and in a healthy way, not in a bad way, but just interdependent on each other. We need each other. That's how we've been built and designed by God. So we have to be, you know, understanding that and feeding ourselves, you know, in that healthy way.
And we do absolutely need to make sure that we are raising our children in the faith, because there are so many different areas in which things that they have to confront, that if they do not have that firm foundation, that strong foundation in the faith, then they're open to all sorts of issues, aren't they, Dr. Coyle?
Absolutely. And again, as we've said before, you know, kids are confronted earlier and earlier in their lives with heavier and heavier issues a lot of times. As much as we try to shield them from it, it's just everywhere, and it gets very difficult to do that. So these existential questions arise sooner and sooner. So again, when you have questions about death and questions about evil and so forth, and where is God, we have to be pulling out our bag of tricks from our, you know, from our wisdom a lot sooner than we'd like to in a lot of cases. But we have that rich tradition, and we have the handbook and the answers, you know, just within our belief system, within the catechism and the Bible and so forth. So we got to continue to draw on it as best we can.
And it seems that there's a real diabolical component when it comes to anger. I mean, there's no doubt.
Well, that's part of our faith, is that we have, you know, the evil is real, and people can be influenced by it. So again, the state of the world today, it's hard to look back and say, no, I don't think evil is real, given the way the state of the world these days. So, you know, again, I think that's something that we shy away from a lot, or we don't want to talk about it, or we're not quite sure how to integrate it. But again, if we're talking about the truth and getting to the bottom of things, that's a part of the catechism that I think we gotta dig into.
JosephCoyle.com is the website. If you are in the Boston area, let's go to Janice in Wisconsin. Hi, Janice. Welcome to Relevant Radio. You're on the air with Dr. Joseph Coyle.
Thank you, and thank you, Dr. Coyle. I found over the years, as I've gotten older, when I drop something like a glass or a plate or something like that, that out of the blue, I stop because I don't want to get angry, and then all of a sudden it comes to me. And I say, yes, Lord, I'm listening. And and I've learned that there's always a lesson. You know,
good.
These things are happening for a reason.
Yep. I love it. It's always an opportunity for humility. It's always an opportunity for patience, an opportunity for slowing down. I love the way you invite the Lord in there. That's what we're supposed to do, you know, throughout the day. We're supposed to keep our attention fixed on him, you know, through the whole day. I love the way you're applying your faith in that instance. Absolutely. That's great.
That's fabulous, Janice. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And I think we have another helpful bit of advice from Mary in Wisconsin. Hi, Mary. Welcome. You are on Relevant Radio with Dr. Joseph Coyle.
Thank you, Wendy. Thank you, Dr. Coyle. I wanted to share what you were saying, Dr. Coyle, about what we have in our church, the devotions and things, the helps already that we have. And one thing I've discovered that I knew a little bit about, but even more so, and is really spreading, is the Marian consecration. And I know there's several different ones, St. Louis de Montfort and the Militia Immaculata, and then there's the Father Gately, 33 Days to Morning Glory, and then Consoling Heart of Jesus. And I have helped parishes lead their parishioners through that, but what I'm finding is people sharing their stories from all over the country, and how it's just Mary comes with the Holy Spirit, her spouse, and brings us to Jesus. And there's such a peace with that. And people have left their addictions. They've left using birth control and all sorts of conversion stories and finding the peace of Christ. So just thank you for what you do and your sharing. And I wanted to share that because it's Jesus the healer can change slowly or overnight, whatever his way is for each person. He knows us best, and so does his mother.
I love it. Mary is so powerful, and we're so blessed to have her, you know, be such a vital component of our belief system. And I think it's great that one of the great things about our faith is the different aspects. There's something for everyone as far as the different things that we can gravitate to, the different saints and the different devotions like you're talking about. You're seeing the third orders and the secular groups, you know, which are great community systems, just like you're saying. You know, for the laity, there's more and more of these. I become aware of more that were there the whole time that I didn't even realize. So I think it's a great point and a great asset and resource that more and more people need to plug into. I think it's great, Mary.
Thank you very much for that, Mary. And in the minute or so that we have left, I just want to remind parents that if you do have that moment, as our earlier caller said, where you drop the plate and you forget and you do let that anger seep out, you can use that as a teaching moment, right, for your children. Isn't that correct, Dr. Coyle? Everything can be turned into a teachable moment.
Yep, they're certainly watching us, and they have their recorders going all the time, so we're modeling, you know, health for them, we're modeling faith for them, so absolutely.
Dr. Joseph Coyle, he is in private practice in the Boston area. We know many of you listening there to WSJW 550, beaming out of Providence, and on the Relevant Radio app. If you are looking for a fabulous Catholic therapist, josephcoyle.com, and please remember to pray for him. We're so grateful to him for giving so selflessly of his time and his talents this hour. Thanks again, Dr. Drew is next.
Thanks for listening to this hour of On Call on listener-supported Relevant Radio. For information on guests and topics, go to relevantradio.com and enter keyword Wendy. That's relevantradio.com, keyword Wendy.